Investors. Introduction. Investors in commercial real estate often form limited partnerships to protect the individual members from liability. A limited partnership in Texas is created by filing a certificate of limited partnership with the Texas Secretary of State. A limited partnership provides limited liability to its limited partners, such that each limited partner's liability is limited to such partner's interest in the limited partnership. A corporation provides limited liability for its shareholders, in that the shareholder's liability is limited to each shareholder's interest. The corporation is responsible for its debts and torts, not the shareholders. The individual assets of the shareholders may not be used to satisfy the judgment of a creditor. A corporation is regarded under the law as a distinct legal entity with the right to own real estate and other assets. Even though a corporation may have many stockholders, when the corporation is the sole owner of a parcel of land, the ownership is considered to be an estate in severalty. Corporate ownership is popular because shareholder liability is limited to their investment in shares. Personal assets of shareholders are never at risk. A limited liability company, LLC, is formed by filing articles of organization with the Texas Secretary of State and is governed by the Texas Limited Liability Company Act. Like the corporation, the limited liability company offers limited liability protection. The limited liability company and its business assets are protected from any judgment creditors of its members. The limited liability company is frequently used by business owners who seek limited liability protection, along with business asset protection. Real estate investment syndicates. When two or more parties join together to create and operate a real estate investment, it is called a syndicate. Rather than being a form of ownership, a real estate syndicate is a method of raising funds for the purchase of a real estate investment. For the investor who may not have sufficient funds or credit to purchase a property, the syndicate has historically been a method in investing by purchasing shares or units in a syndication. Real estate syndications may be organized as a limited or general partnership or a corporation. A partnership must have one or more general partners. A general partner may take part in the day-to-day management of the business and has full personal liability for partnership-related issues, including everything from financial obligations to personal injury lawsuits. The unlimited liability of the general partnership is a serious concern for anybody who might want to invest in a real estate venture. The limited partnership addresses that concern. A limited partnership includes two distinct classes of partners. Bullet general partner. The general partner is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the business and has full liability. At least one general partner is required in a limited partnership. The general partner is most often the promoter who brought the limited partners into the venture. Bullet limited partners. The limited partner's liability is limited to the amount he or she invested in the partnership. The limited partner has no involvement in the day-to-day operation of the business. The limited partners are the investors in the venture. Sometimes a group of individuals will join together for a single business venture. They will combine their funds and talents to carry out one project, and when the project or venture is complete, they will dissolve as a group. This form of partnership is known as a joint venture. Joint venture partnerships often consist of a developer who provides development expertise and a lender that provides the funding for the project. An investor in a syndication does not initially receive title to real property. Because title does not pass, the syndicate is considered to be a securities investment and therefore is under the jurisdiction of state and federal securities laws. Laws vary from state to state. Most states require some form of registration of the security. Additionally, registration with the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission is required. Bullet. If the shares are offered for sale to more than 35 persons. OR. Bullet. If the shares are offered for sale across state lines. Because of the complexity of securities laws, real estate syndicates are not as popular today as they were in the past. most of the benefits of a real estate syndication can be achieved with fewer regulatory requirements by organizing the investors in a limited liability company, LLC. Corporations. Corporations in Texas are created by filing with the Office of the Secretary of State. The corporate entity is comprised of three components. Bullet, shareholders. Shareholders, stockholders, who are the owners of the corporation. Bullet, board of directors. A board of directors elected by the shareholders who represent the interests of the shareholders. Bullet, corporate officers. Corporate officers who are responsible for the overall management of the operation of the business. A corporation may be composed of many shareholders, but the corporation is viewed, under the law, as a single legal entity. Regarded as a distinct legal entity under the law, a corporation has the right to own real estate and other assets. Even though a corporation may have many stockholders, when the corporation is the sole owner of a parcel of land, the ownership is considered to be an estate in severalty. When a sole individual or entity acquires real estate, an estate in severalty is created. The sole, or single owner, is severed, or set apart, from all others. The advantage of ownership in severalty is total control of the property. The disadvantage is total responsibility. For example, Big Tex Inc. purchased a home for rental and investment purposes. While Big Tex has numerous stockholders, the firm is treated under the law as a distinct entity. The Big Tex interest is an estate in severalty. For the individuals involved in the corporation, their evidence of ownership is in shares of stock. As shareholders, they elect a board of directors to oversee the affairs of the corporation. When corporate property is to be sold or otherwise transferred, a corporate resolution passed by the board will be required. Corporate ownership is popular because shareholder liability is limited to the investment in shares. Personal assets of shareholders are never at risk. As a legal entity, the traditional corporation is subject to income taxation. As a result, the stockholders of the corporation are subject to double taxation. A typical corporation pays income taxes on profits. After the income tax has been paid at the corporate level, the shareholder may receive a distribution of the corporation's income in the form of a dividend. The dividend paid to the shareholder then becomes the personal income tax obligation of the shareholder. Under certain circumstances, a corporation may be chartered as an S corporation, formerly known as a subchapter S corporation. Legislation passed in 1958 makes it possible for small, under 100 shareholders, corporations to avoid this double taxation. S corporation income is distributed directly to the shareholders. From the perspective of the shareholder, the income is taxed much like a partnership or sole proprietorship. Only shareholders pay taxes. The corporation does not. Real Estate Investment Trust, REIT. REIT. The Real Estate Investment Trust is an investment vehicle created by Congress in 1960. The goal of the legislation was an effort to make it possible for small investors to invest in larger commercial properties by purchasing shares in the organization that owns the real estate. This legislation requires a minimum of 100 investors in a REIT. Today, there are three main forms of REITs that include equity, mortgage, and hybrid REITs. An equity REIT owns and/or manages income-producing real estate, such as retail shopping centers, multifamily residential, hospitals and medical centers, office buildings, and industrial properties. The REIT collects rents from tenants, pays operating expenses, and then distributes 95 to 100% of its net income to investors in the form of dividends. The equity REIT also pays its investors the gain on the sale of real estate in the form of dividends. An equity REIT's goal is to give to the smaller investor a return on investment similar to that received if had they owned the property directly. The mortgage REIT invests in mortgages or mortgage-backed securities and distributes the bulk of their income to investors as dividends paid from the income on the mortgages and the sale of mortgages. Around 10% of REITs in the U.S. invest in mortgages. As the name suggests, a hybrid REIT is a combination of equity and mortgage REITs. Investors receive revenue from both rental and interest income from commercial properties and mortgages. REITs can be publicly traded or public non-traded and are listed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They may be unlisted or listed on a major stock exchange. Brokerage firms sell unlisted REITs. REITs may also be privately held. Advantages of REIT. This stack list component presents a list of items. Select the button to access each item in turn. High returns / low risk. REITs provide a historically stable cash flow. Portfolio diversification. Capital appreciation. Liquidity. Shares are easier to buy and sell than property. Liquidity. Shares are easier to buy and sell than property. Disadvantages of a REIT. This stack list component presents a list of items. Select the button to access each item in turn. Subject to the economic conditions and supply and demand of the market, REITs that invest in office buildings could be affected by unemployment rates and supply and demand for office space. Reliance on debt. Paying for rising property taxes reduces earnings. Real Estate Mortgage Investment Conduit, REMIC. An investment in a mortgage is considered to be a form of real estate investment. While most investors are not inclined to make direct loans to borrowers, a Real Estate Mortgage Investment Conduit, REMIC, allows for the indirect investment in mortgages through the sale of securities. A REMIC purchases pools of mortgages. The mortgages may be of a particular type or level of risk. The REMIC holds the mortgages in trust for the benefit of investors who purchase securities secured by the underlying mortgages. The mortgages purchased by the REMIC may be secured by residential property, commercial property, or both. The legal form of the REMIC is generally not relevant as they are taxed much like a partnership under IRS rules. The repayment of principal and interest of the secured mortgages is channeled through to the investors, based upon the type of security purchased. The underlying mortgages may be prepaid early or may go into default and ultimate foreclosure. Because the repayment of the principal and interest of the secured mortgages is unpredictable, the tax consequence of investing in a REMIC is likewise unpredictable. The two largest issuers of REMICs are Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. REMICs are complex investment vehicles that have important tax consequences and are generally purchased by sophisticated investors who understand the risks and rewards.